الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. من مدرسة الصيام, from the school of fasting. Going to this story today has a lot of meaning, have a lot of lessons, because this is our goal in fasting in شهر رمضان. ألا وهو الوفاء بالعهد والعفو عند المقدرة. To fulfill with your covenant and to pardon at the time you are able to pardon. This is actually our class. Our class will be around this story today. جاء شابين إلى عمر بن الخطاب في مجلسه يقودان رجل. Two young men, they came to Hadrat Umar in his meeting while he was in meeting with other companions, and the two young men, they led a man, they took him to Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه for judgment. فنظر إليهما وقال ما هذا. And he looked, Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he looked to the two young men and said, who is this? What is that? فقالوا يا أمير المؤمنين قتل أبانا. This man, he killed our father. The two young men, they led someone to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab, who is this? What is that? They answer the Umar radiallahu anhu arda, they told him, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he killed our father. Then Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he was Khalifa, a leader of the Muslim, and he has to be fair with the people, to study every case to come, and he fear Allah in every case came from the believers. I need you to concentrate with me to see about this generation of the Sahaba and our situation today. Our situation today, when we look at ourselves, that subhanAllah, the Muslim killing each other today without any mercy. SubhanAllah, I cannot imagine someone in Islam, he has a gun and he kills his brother who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. SubhanAllah. So Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he looked at the man. قال أقتلت أباهم. Did you kill their father? قال نعم. Yes I did. Allah, his generation are honest. He cannot lie. He is a man, regular man, is not from the Sahaba, but is a Bedouin. He said, yes, I did. قال كيف قتلت. Then Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he asked the man, how you killed him? How you killed their father? قال دخل أرضي بجمل له. That's a jarta. He came in my farm, in my land, with his camel, and then I shouted against him, get out from my land, take your camel and get out from my land. فأبى, and the man, he refused. فأخذت حجر, then I took a stone and I threw it against him. فسقط على رأسه فقتله. The stone dropped down on the head of the man and he killed him. That is the story. The man cleared it to Umar radiallahu anhu arda. I took a stone, I threw it against him, and suddenly I found the stone dropped down on the head and then killed him, the stone. SubhanAllah. He declared it. What Umar is going to do? What Al-Farouq is gonna do for this? This man is honest. Take him away, actually go, I forgive you. La wallahi. Shari'atullah, nobody play with the Shari'atullah. No favor with the Shari'atullah. Allah, when He send His rule, there is no any excuse for anyone. So what happened? فَقَالَ عُمَرُ الْقَصَاصُ الْقَصَاصُ. Allah mentioned this word in the book of Allah. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقَصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And you have a life. You have a justice in Al-Qasas. You have a justice in Al-Qasas. It means the law in equality, in the law of equality in punishment. Allah Azza wa Jalla made a law in this life for almost like a 2 months, day and night, in the life for the man who killed a black man, a black young man, and every day the whole media, nothing in the country except about this case. I think all of you hear it and all of you know about it. But the Islam, if they study the Islam, they will find the solution in Islam. But the subhanAllah, when the human law came to judge for people, for sure it's not going to be perfect as Allah Ta'ala's law. Al-dhakar bil-dhakar, male against male. Wal-untha bil-untha, male female against female. Wal-abd bil-abd, and the slave against slave. Wal-hur bil-hur, the free man against the free man. But the problem today, we are in the law of the desert. The lion is the king of the desert. He's allowed to kill every single animal. We became in a desert today. The law of Jahiliyyah. Someone have been killed. You find the other people, they took the gun and they go and killed his mother. Killed his sister. Killed his son. This is not the law. You have to make it equality. This is the law of equality in punishment. Man against man. Woman against woman. Slave against slave. Free man against free man. You cannot go. You have a man, you go and kill a female. Or a female has been killed, you go and kill the whole tribe. There is nothing like this in Islam. But anyway, the story, I need you to hear the story. So Umar radiallahu anhu arda, after the man, he stood up clearly and he said, yes, I did. I killed the man. Says Al-Qasas, the law of Allah has to be exist. He doesn't have any favor for anyone. He doesn't know anybody. He did not ask him from which family you came. From what's your relative? What's your relative? What's your position? Today, at the time today, if the son of the king or the son of the prince or one of the royal family killed one from the people, do you think we're going to bring him to the judgment? La wallah. La wallah. كان إذا سرق فيهم الضعيف أقاموا عليه الحد. وإذا سرق فيهم الغني تركوه. The children of Israel, they have a law. If the rich, they found him stealing, they left him. The rich. And if they caught a poor man stealing to eat, they bring him for judgment. That's what happened today. Because the rich, he has someone in the government. The rich, he has money to go and give a bribery to free himself. وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ Umar doesn't know this language. He said, Al-Qasas, Al-Qasas. The law of equality. The law of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then what happened? Bring him. Then the man, the one who killed, the killer, قال يا أمير المؤمنين أسألك بالذي أقام السماوات والأرض أن تتركني ليلة واحدة فإن لي عيال وامرأتي أريد أن أخبرهم أنك سوف تقتلني ثم أرجع مرة أخرى. What is that mean? I ask you by the name of Allah, the one who created the heaven and earth. to leave me one single night. Because I have my wife and I have my children, تركتهم في البادية. I left them in a desert. وليس لهم عائل إلا الله ثم أنا. And they have nobody to support them except Allah, then me, then I. Subhanallah. Leave me one single night. Then Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he said another word. قال من يكفلك, who's supporting you, who's guaranteed you. Allah يا عمر. None one of the Sahaba answer. It's not a case to guarantee someone with 10 dollars or 10 dinar. It's not a case to guarantee someone with a car. This, he needs somebody to guarantee this person for life. Because the one who going to guarantee him, or the one who going to support him, to guarantee that he will be back, if this person doesn't come back, the judgment will be against who? The one who what? Who supported him. Remember this. So he repeated again, Umar. None one of the Sahaba answered. Then Umar taharraja, he get embarrassed. فقال للشبان, he asked the two young men, قال أتعفوان عنه, do you forgive him and pardon him? You want to forgive him and pardon him? قالوا لا يا أمير المؤمنين. The two young men, they said لا. They killed our father. القصاص, القصاص. We need the judgment. We need the judgment of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Then after that, right away, who stood up? أبو ذر الغفاري, الزاهد العابد, سيدنا أبو ذر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. قال أنا أكفل يا أمير المؤمنين. Yes, يا أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب, I will support him, I will guarantee him. Then عمر أسك أبو ذر, قال إنه قتل. He is killing too. He confessed that he killed the father of the two young men. قال نعم يا أمير المؤمنين. Yes, ولو قتل, even if he killed, I will guarantee him, I will support him. Then Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه ask Abu Dharr, what's leading you to support him? And you know the law, if he's not showing up, we will bring you Abu Dharr instead him to be in judgment. فقال أبو ذر نظرت في 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 وجهه فرأيت فيه سمة المؤمنين. I looked to the face of the man, the killer, and I found the mark and the sign of the believer printed on his face. فعلمت أنه صادق وأنه سوف يرجع. And I knew that he said the truth, he will come back, and I trust him. So Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he freed the man to see his family members in the desert. Remember, the man, nobody knows about from where, which tribe he came from. Nobody knows where is his tent in the desert. Nobody knows any address about this man. But Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه وارضاه guaranteed him and supported him. Subhanallah. The man, he went, and Umar gave him 3 days, 3 nights, not one day as he asked. He gave him 3 days, that's in Islam. And then after that, the man, he left. After 3 days, 3 nights, after the Asr of the 3rd day, Nada Munadi Umar, he sent a messenger to call in Medina. As-salatu jami'ah. He called the people for the salah. And when the people gathered, Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he asked, where is the two young men? He came to him. Where is Abu Dharr? Abu Dharr came to him. قال أين الرجل? Where is the man? فتحرج أبو ذر. Abu Dharr still feel nervous. The man did not show up. And he asked, and you know, I would like to tell you, Abu Dharr in the heart of Umar, If you open the heart of Umar and Abu Dharr in the heart of Umar, but there is no favor, he told him, "Ya Abu Dharr, if he doesn't show up, you will be in judgment." So Abu Dharr looked and he told him, "Allahu musta'an, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I put my trust and depend on Allah." And all the people start questioning, and the whole Medina gather to say, "Where is the man whom Abu Dharr guaranteed him to bring him to judgment?" The man show up before the Maghrib time, and when entered the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, فَكَبَّرَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Umar said, "Allahu Akbar." And the companions in the Masjid, they said, "Allahu Akbar." Then Umar questioned the man. I need to learn, my brother. The story is not that to spend a good time here, but we need to see the good behavior, the trust, that those who fulfill with their covenants, those who pardon. He asked the man, قال أيها الرجل, O man, لو بقيت مكانك في البادية ما علم أحد عنك شيئا ولا عرفنا مكانك. If you stay with your family member in the desert, nobody will know about your place. Nobody will figure where are you. We cannot find you because we released you without taking your address, without taking where, from which tribe you came from. So why you came today? Umar asked the man. قال والله يا أمير المؤمنين ما علي منك. والله يا أمير المؤمنين, the man answered Umar, والله يا أمير المؤمنين, if the case because of you, if the case because I fear you, والله I will never come. But I came today for what? خشيت أن يقول الناس أن الوفاء بالعهد قد ذهب. Look at the man. How is the man? He came to be killed. He went to his wife. He went to his children to see them before he had been killed, to be killed. It's not an easy case. And Umar doesn't have any negotiation. Everybody knows Umar in the court of Umar. That's why Allah named Umar what? Al-Faruq. You know what that means, Al-Faruq? Yeah, because he used to divide between the false and the truth. Umar in the deen of Allah doesn't know anybody. Umar in the deen of Allah tabaraka ta'ala doesn't have any negotiation, doesn't favor anyone. So the man, he told him, wallahi, if the case because of you, you think I came because I fear you, wallahi I will never show up. But I came here because I fear that the people will think that those who give a promise, they never gonna fulfill with their promise anymore. Therefore, I came today because I don't wanna let the people think that to fulfill with your promise from the Muslim, from the heart of the believer, is gone. It's still, we are fighting to fulfill with your covenants. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the book of Allah, والمفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا. Those who fulfill with their covenants when they give the promise. That is the first lesson we need to learn from this man and from this story. When you give a promise, sometimes when your relation between your brother in Islam in outer doesn't go deep, and when your brother came and asked you for something, meet me tomorrow, I will help you for sure. And when you come to meet the brother the second night, the brother disappeared from him and he never fulfilled with his covenant. This is not the sign of the believer. The sign of the believer, when you say the word, you have to fulfill with your word. You have to fulfill with your promise. That is the first lesson in Ramadan. We need to learn it today. Then he told him, Wallahi ya Umar, Wallahi ya Umar, Inna li atfalan taraktuhum kafirakh al-tayr. I have a baby, children, babies. I left them in a desert ليس لهم زرع ولا ماء. I left them without any trees to sit under the shade of this tree. I left them even from no water, not even water for them to survive. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, he looked to who? To look to Abu Dharr. قال يا أبا ذر ما جبرك على أن تكفر هذا الرجل. What's leading you يا أبا ذر to support this man and to guarantee and you don't know anything about him, you don't know if he's escaped, you are not guaranteed to bring him back. قال يا أمير المؤمنين. Look أبو ذر what he said. قال يا أمير المؤمنين خشيت أن يقول الناس أن الخير قد ضاع من قلوب الناس. I fear that the people will think that الخير the goodness, the good things will come from the heart of the believer. I don't like the people to say there is no anybody carry or have a heart to give good for the other, to support the other, to guarantee the other. Don't even leave your brother in trouble. من فرج على أخيه المؤمن فرجة من فرج الدنيا فرج الله عليه فرجة من فرج الآخرة. Whoever make it easy way for his brother when he receive any calamity, when he receive any difficulty, when he receive any hardship, whoever make it easy for his brother in this dunya, Allah will make it easy in the day of the judgment for him to enter the Jannah and to save him. Then he asked the two men, ماذا تقولان? And the two young men, when they saw Abu Dharr and they saw the other man, they forgive and he fulfilled with his promise, the killer. And Abu Dharr, he guaranteed this man because he feared that the people will lose the good in their life. They are not going to be good. الخير في أمتي إلى يوم الدين. Good comes from my ummah and from me and my ummah until the day of the judgment. A Muslim all the time, he willing to give good, he willing to carry good, he willing to help the people, he willing to share it, to give charity for the people all the time. Don't leave your brother to die without any food, without any support. And he looked to the young two young men and he found them cry, قالوا يا أمير المؤمنين عفونا عنه. We pardon him, we forgive him. And then Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he killed your father. قالوا عفونا عنه. He said, why you forgive him? Why you pardon him? They answer Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, they told him, يا أمير المؤمنين خشينا أن يقول الناس أن العفو قد ذهب من قلوب الناس. We fear that the people after us will say the pardon and the forgiveness are gone from the heart of the believer. Allahu Akbar ya Ummata Muhammad. Allahu Akbar ya Ummata Muhammad. We fear that the people after us to say that the forgiveness, that the pardon are gone from the heart of the believers. That is a sign of the believers. Then Umar radiallahu anhu arda, baka Umar, he cried. Qala alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khayr, jazakumullahu khayran ala afwikima. He reward the two young men and he said, may Allah reward you of your pardon and of your forgiveness. Jazakallahu khayran ya Aba Dharr, because you farrajt an kurbati hadha ar-rajul. May Allah reward you, Aba Dharr, because you make it easy and you guarantee this man to make it easy for his difficulty, for his hardship. And the Jazakallahu khayran to the man, the killer, he told him, may Allah reward you because you forgive and you pardon the you fulfill with your covenant, you fulfill with your promise. May Allah reward you. And he said, جزاك الله خيرا يا أمير المؤمنين على السمع والطاعة. Oh, may Allah reward you يا أمير المؤمنين about himself because you listen and you obey and to solve this problem. سبحان الله. For this matter, brothers, If the Ummah come back to Allah and they learn from the Sahaba, they learn from these great generations how to forgive, how to fulfill with their promises, how to they pardon, how to say the truth, how they guarantee and support each other. Wallahi, Ya Sheikh Ali, do you find any problem with the Ummah? If the Ummah follow this today, do you find any problem? Subhanallah, today, if the Muslim are able to go and steal his brother, he would abuse it. If the Muslim has a contract with his brother and they open a company, he will, before he leave, he try to save himself and he leave his brother to lose all the money, but he save whatever he can save from his property only. If the Muslim Ummah learn today that it's haram to take a gun and shooting a Muslim, innocent who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and this is a big penalty. If this ayah will reveal it to the mountain, the whole mountain will be destroyed, it will be vanished completely, to be like a sand of killing one person, Muslim, even the whole Kaaba, to be demolished, to demolish the whole Kaaba in order to save a Muslim who say La ilaha illallah. Ya Sheikh Ali, I may have a different opinion than you. You may have a different opinion than me. You may have different opinion than me, but doesn't give me any permission to declare a war against you, to hate you, to work against you. La, this is not the lesson of Ramadan. This is not the behavior of the believer. This is what we need to learn for the Muslim Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all our sins. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us among those who listen and obey. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us among those who forgive and pardon those who treated them unjustly. May Allah Ta'ala give mercy for the whole Ummah to forgive each other, to forgive each other, to pardon each other. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us to say the truth and never change the truth. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us to fulfill with our covenant. This is a sign of the Iman. This is a sign of Mu'mineen. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. May Allah Ta'ala give victory for Islam in everywhere. Wahdi awlad al-Muslimin wa nisa al-Muslimin وشيوخ المسلمين وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وصلى الله على نبيك الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.